beautiful orange salamander with this extremely long tail and very closely related to the long-tailed salamander, and these black blotches all over them, very slender. Folks that visit Hidden River Cave or other caves that have a very wet, caves in general are kind of humid and moist, you know, but a very wet cave is a wonderful place to find salamanders. Now, normally we find them near the entrance because they're not cave obligate species. They're facultative species. In other words, they use the cave for shelter. They come in, maybe feed on other critters that are near the entrance. Cave beetles and cave crickets would be great meals for a cave salamander. But they also move back and forth, you know, between the external world and the twilight zone, the entrance of the caves. So I find that when I'm visiting a cave, be it a big place like Mammoth Cave National Park, or a smaller cave system like Hidden River Cave, which we probably still don't even know how big it is. If you are very attentive to detail and you check these moist ledges and look back in the crevices, especially if you have a light, of course, wouldn't be surprised at all to see a little glistening body of orange and black spots hanging out in there. Biding their time, maybe waiting to move back outside or looking for some prey inside that cave. So that's a very common occurrence, particularly if you have a cave system that promotes fairly clean water and clean air.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that they've made quite a recovery there in Hidden River.
Oh, I think so, because I've seen those salamanders on some of my visits to Hidden River Cave.